You're listening to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, the minister of story here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you've been joining us the last few weeks, you know that we're in a special season we call In His Steps, and today we have a treat for you. Each day this week, our pastor emeritus, John Ed Matheson, is sharing a story from the past about a member who felt called to serve in a particularly impacting way in the Fraser family. We hope these stories serve as a challenge for you as you think about where you might serve Christ in new and creative ways. Here's John Ed.
Hi, I'm John Ed Matheson, and I want to thank you for the privilege of sharing in this devotional thought about serving. Every person will be volunteering to serve somewhere because here at Fraser, every member is a minister. And the verse of scripture that is so true is that if you try to save your life, you'll lose it. But if you'll lose your life in serving Him, you'll really find life in what it is. And I'm going to give you a quote with each of these to begin with. And remember this, don't ask God to do what He told you to do. And let me give you just a great story of one person and how that affected them a few years ago. Carol Taylor was a member of the church. She loved dogs. She did some training of dogs. One day, she had her dog in the car. It was during the summer. She stopped by to see a friend who had a child that was challenged. Didn't want to leave the dog in the car, so carried the dog inside with her. As she started to visit with a friend, the child had never been able to relate to people very well and was not very relatable. But all of a sudden, the dog and he got to be friends. And I mean, they related. And Carol Taylor saw something there. She saw that while sometimes humans couldn't relate to somebody, an animal could. And all of a sudden, it popped into her mind, maybe there's a ministry in this. Using animals to help break the barrier of communication with a lot of folks who have difficulty with communicating. And so she decided to start a ministry. Now, if you have an idea, find a need and meet it. And that's what Carol was doing. She wanted to meet that need. And so she began to think about it and pray about it and call together a few friends and said, let's start a ministry using animals to relate to people. And they came up with the name PAWS, P-A-W-S, which means Pets Are Working Saints. And wow, all of a sudden that ministry started to spread and went viral. People all over the community started utilizing pets who were trained to help break the communication barrier with a lot of folks. They made a pamphlet. The pamphlet was passed out to doctors, and many, many doctors' offices in the city had that pamphlet available in a waiting room for people to see. And folks found great, great meaning in doing that. You see, Carol Taylor was sensitive to where she could serve. And she didn't see anything on the list that particularly that she wanted to do. But she knew about dogs and animals and people and Jesus. And so she just put all of those together. And she organized and led one of the most meaningful ministries in this church. In fact, they started using a lot more than just dogs. At one time, we had a service on a Sunday afternoon to dedicate animals for the ministry of PAWS, P-A-W-S, Pets Are Working Saints. And we had over 100 animals who were prayed for, who could be used in this ministry. And I remember having doctors call me and saying, thank you, Reverend. Thank you for this ministry. You've opened the door to something that medicine hadn't really looked at that carefully, and you're able to do something in that ministry that medicine couldn't do. Let me say to you today, God's given you a talent and a gift. And when you see a need, then ask God, how do you want me to meet it? And as I said to begin with, don't ask God to do something that He's told you to do. And He's told us to go to people and to share the good news, and that's what we're commanded to do. And I just want to encourage you, as you begin to think about how you're going to serve, remember Carol Taylor and ask yourself the question, What could I do to make a difference? Now, hey, don't make an excuse. Make a difference. And you will discover life at a whole new dimension, and God will bless it.